Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. Let's pause our lives and think deeply. What am I taking in every day of my life? How is my mindset like? Please pause. Hallelujah. It's important that you do that. Daniel said, I won't eat this. He asked the God of heaven, I am going to take only vegetables. I will look like a fool before the chief of the eunuchs, who is experienced in how to groom people into royalty. But because he was faithful to God, at the end of the day, they brought everybody. And the Hebrew boys who did not eat the portion of the kings died. They were 10 times better.
Hallelujah.
In this religious Babylon of a world that we are in, you can be 10 times better by following the way of righteousness, by following the kingdom arrangement. Hallelujah. I said you will be better. It may not be now, but I tell you, at the end of the day, when we stand before God, you will see that, oh, I look like somebody who was just not wise in this life, but it looks like I am 10 times better. Because all those other people, what all their works, they are all burning in the fires of God's judgment. But mine is continuing even into the kingdom future. Because I follow the way of the kingdom, you are worthy then for it to enter into the kingdom future.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus Christ came around, he had a strategy for his life. It was declared in his very first temptations. The devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of this world and the glory and the wealth of them, and said that if you bow down to me, I will give all these things to you. Jesus said that I will not live by bowing down to you. He said, God's word says something, and I'm going to follow that written word. He did. At the end of the day, he got all the kingdoms of this world and the glories of them. It is important that you establish for your life purpose in your heart that I am not going to lies to give me an advantage, not me. Ladies and gentlemen, before the temptation comes, listen very carefully. Before the temptation comes, purpose that me lying, I won't lie. If you do not, you will see the strength of temptation one day in your life.
And so
That is why Jesus said we should pray, lead us not into temptation. You know, some of us, our lives are very simple, but if your life gets sophisticated more, you will see the importance of lead us not into temptation. Because you can be placed somewhere where your Christian virtues and then lying small is going to come into play. And you will see that if you do not lie, people are going to get into trouble, including yourself. That is where you see the need for that purpose in your heart. That as for me, I will not lie. Because once you settle that, temptation will lose its power over you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ purposed that I am going to receive the kingdoms of this world and the glory by the way of the cross, not bowing down to the devil.
Now, yes, you catch that. Who said, "Men are hideously mocking me now. I will bear my first Simeon." So then, yes, I may be my
that was his general strategy.
Now, when you are there, you two
are it was like an equipment, a weapon that he was wearing. That purpose in his heart. It was an equipment he was wearing so he could enter into the world because he had purpose in his heart. In the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 11, Barnabas told the saints, the believers, who were first called Christians in Antioch, that with purpose of heart, they should follow the Lord. Not just follow the Lord, but follow the Lord with purpose of heart. That as for me, this is the way I'm going. Let it be known to your family. Let it be known to your workforce. Let it be known to your people that as for me, this is my way. Simple. It will protect you from temptations.
Now, yes, not only my dear, but yeah, I could hear the man or the past send you a kid, yes, as well. Santa Barbara is so much like this, a pretty kind of fellow, Santa said. Oh, yes, it's a good one.
Tell them. Daniel went to the king, the chief of the eunuch, and said that I don't want to eat this. I want you to know, give me vegetable. That's what I want to eat. It protected Daniel. So that in case he smells the kebab, and you know that the king's kebab too is not easy. In case he smells it, the chief of the eunuch will say, hey, you said you eat vegetable. It will help you.
Yeah.
It will take you away from hard temptation. They will know that this thing, we shouldn't bring you into the picture. In fact, when it is coming, they know you are around, they will pass somewhere because you have made your purpose, the purpose in your heart, you have made it known.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we also say strategy? How to go about your life? How to go about your life? The way of the word of the Lord. The way of righteousness. Lying and cutting corners out. That must be how for you. Sometimes we laugh at Abraham. But Abraham had a promise from God. For 25 years, he wasn't seeing talk.
Now, Abraham.
He decided he was going to help God. The vision is that I have a son. If my wife cannot get me the son, can't Hagar get me the son? Maybe that temptation was coming to Abraham. As a man, maybe he will think about that. 25 years of barrenness. At 75, God gave him promises. He is now 100 years old. He is not seeing talk. Hey! Sarah said, you can have my maid. Abraham didn't question that. The Bible doesn't record it. Abraham had Ishmael. God said that, look, this is not the way. This is not the way to realize the vision. Wrong strategy, Abraham. And gracious as God is to all of us, he said to Abraham, your strategy is a religious one. You are using man's power, you know, to fulfill a heavenly vision. That is not it. I'm giving you another chance. This your wife that you call barren is going to give you that son. And my covenant is going to be with him. As for Ishmael, I've heard you. But you have to have my strategy. Follow mine and mine alone, so that the kingdom of God will come through Isaac. We will have the Lord Jesus coming through that line. Hallelujah. Let's talk about your long-term plans. We have looked at your vision, your mission, and then your strategy. We want to look at your long-term plan. Planning is of great essence in organizing your life around the kingdom purpose of dominion. A vision focuses on what God has for you. A vision focuses on what God has for you. A mission with an M tells you why you must fulfill the vision. The strategy teaches you how you must go about the vision, your life. Planning focuses you on when. When to do what? When to engage in what? You can have a drive. You can have something ahead of you. You can know technically how to go about it. But you must do it at the right time. When has to do with timing. Some people say that time is money. I think otherwise. I think that time is your life. Time is your life. If you are wasting time, you are wasting your life. You are not just wasting money. Your life, you are wasting it. Any plan that has not got timelines is not a plan. All plans must be time bound. Jesus was a time conscious person. And that is what he wants us to be. If you use time well, listen to me, those of us in this part of the world, if we will use time well, if you will build into your life the kingdom structure of organizing your life by having time consciousness. You will build your life. If you allow the devil to steal your time, he has stolen a part of you.
Wow.
It is through planning that we prevent the devil from stealing from us. The thief comes but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If we do things in its time, no thief will steal from us. Yeah? The devil cannot steal from us. Because when he wants to do that, he will steal your time. But ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to be wise believers. Wise, righteous people who have long-term plans to take care of the issues of life. Should your expectation for some reason delay, should God delay in giving you the breakthrough? Ladies and gentlemen, you must have such plans like the wise virgins to take care of the delay period, that you can enter into the kingdom arrangement. You can experience the kingdom of God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some believers are pure, they love God, they have a zeal for God, but they don't respect time. They love God, they have a gift from God, but they don't respect time. I say to you today, you will not be a foolish believer who only has plants or oil for the short term. You are going to develop long-term plans that span at least 120 years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you go among the leadership of other societies, you will think that they are crazy. I think that they have certain structures which we need to build into our lives. Whereas we are thinking about food, what we will eat, what we will drink, what, how we'll be clothed, they are not thinking about that. They are thinking about rulership in 100 years' time. How their children will still dominate the continent of Africa. How they can still siphon things from us. How we will still be under their feet. They think, they put plans in place to ensure that you and I, we don't rise up again, and their children will rise up over us. What is our mindset?
Yes.
Pastor, all these things you are talking, vision, mission, objective, will he give me food? I called somebody and the person was not where I had placed the person. Very early in the morning, I said, where are you? He said, I went to buy food. I said, this time, food. Pastor, are you saying that we should not eat? Woe betide you. Woe betide you, oh businessman. If the people you are looking up to, they are thinking about what I will eat, what I will drink, what I will, how I will be clothed. They eat because they enjoy food. They don't eat for strength. You can know whether people are eating for strength or they are eating because they just love food. For your information, the wise man said that we should eat for strength. If you see some food on people's table, you see that it is love for food. It's not strength. Because they know that food is not going to give them strength. That food is going to take strength from them. You see? But they love food. And so the oil and then the meat, whether it's bush or whatever thing. Pastor, are you trying to say we shouldn't eat to our satisfaction? What I'm trying to tell you is that, you see, don't let your mind be just food. So what are we going to eat? I'm not saying don't plan your menu. Please, first of all, have how you will survive in the long term. Do you understand?
Yes.
The parable of the shrewd servant that Jesus Christ looked at. The guy said that, how much do you owe my boss? He says 100. He said, no, sit down, write 80. He did that because when he sacked, in the long term, he will have somewhere he can go and work. Jesus said, this is what I want my people to do. They must think about their lives when the present circumstances, how in the long term am I going to? And he said that do it so that you be received into eternity. Do it in such a way that your works, and as you are coming, the whole heavenly kingdom, they will stand up for you because you are coming with booty. You are not coming empty-handed with all your works, your labor, and your zeal, everything burnt in the fire because you lack kingdom understanding. God has a way he wants his vision to be accomplished. It is by us planning, respecting time. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Now, I saw your papa.
Ladies and gentlemen, let people look at you and wonder, you cry, where are you going? You cry, why are you this life? Why are you? What is happening? Let people question you. If people placate you and they say, you are a friend, I'm telling you, you are not pursuing the kingdom of God yet. Unfriendliness, it will come to you. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You cry. Do you sleep in the afternoon? Are you supposed to be sleeping in the afternoon? Pastor, are you saying that we shouldn't sleep in the afternoon? Please, you can sleep in the afternoon. You call it a nap. But know something. The Bible said, a little sleep. We call it a nap. Nice word. A little slumber. It's not a big one, it's a little one. A little folding of the arm to have some comfort. Your poverty will come upon you like an armed robber. I am not saying that. I am quoting to you from the Bible. Hallelujah. So we must have plans that goes as far as 120 years. It ropes in our children and our children's children. God is a generational God. He doesn't give you a heavenly vision for you alone. You write it down for others that he can run. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me talk to you about objectives before we go. The end of your long-term plan, your long-term life is your long-term plan, which we have just spoken about. In the medium term, we have objectives. Objectives are medium term in nature. They answer the question, where? The where is not just talking about the geographical place that you are. It's talking about where you are in life. In organizing your life, you must first of all know where you are in life. Where you are as far as education is concerned. Where you are as far as money is concerned. Where you are, you must be brutally frank with yourself. Where you are in life. It is important for you to organize objectives for your life. There are some people who cannot set objectives medium term for themselves just because they don't have a frank opinion about where they are. When you have objectives, it is a start of getting practical with your kingdom vision. Hallelujah. If you have 10 cities, you can save 10 cities a month. You must be candid, frank with yourself. 10 cities is what I can make. What can I do with 10 cities in the medium term? What can I do? What kind of investment can I go into? to help me to fulfill this vision that God has got for me. So take your kingdom vision and consider practically where you are. It will help you to break down the vision to challenging and inspiring objectives. If you do this thing very well, you can take off. You can do something. Hallelujah. Because listen as I end. Every day in your life, you must do something deliberately towards the heavenly vision God has given you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.